Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And as soon as you hear this voice, you say, wait a minute. That is not Dr. Savage. No, indeed. It is J.D. Hayworth, honored to have temporary stewardship of the microphone in the Savage Nation. Here's the way you and I will spend our time together. First, if you're out of the car, at home, or at work, somewhere with access to a computer, go to michaelsavage.com. The webpage that has all sorts of headlines, we will get into some of them during our time together, but there are three words that adorn the top page, the home page, if you will, at michaelsavage.com. And before I even got to know Dr. Savage, before he had me as a guest on his program, much less the guest host of the Savage Nation, I thought that he brilliantly and succinctly summed up what this nation is all about, what this constitutional republic should preserve: borders, language, culture. And as you and I get together, part of my job, given my past life experience, is to pull back the curtain concerning what is happening in Washington, D.C., and explain it to you in a way where you can take action to save our nation by preserving its borders and its language and its culture. Now, I have to tell you that 4 days ago, celebrating our nation's independence, what an honor I had to be invited by the Independence Hall Tea Party Association to Philadelphia, where it all began, and to be there in that beautiful museum and the big glass picture window looking at Independence Hall, addressing the Independence Hall Tea Party Association on July 4th about the misguided, dangerous amnesty bill that has passed the United States Senate. You see, the open borders amnesty crowd and their cheerleaders, the open border pimps at the Wall Street Journal, and business people who quite frankly should know better, and the left that is always and forever looking for a way to hang on to power, oh, they are hoping against hope that there will be Republican renegades and retrogrades who will bow and scrape to the message of open borders and amnesty for illegals. They found enough of them in the United States Senate to pass a shameful bill. How bad is the bill that passed the Senate? It is so bad that a former cheerleader for McCain-Kennedy back in 2007, Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard and Fox News, now is four square against the bill. But by and large, the chattering classes on Sunday morning talk shows, oh, they're all behind it. People's Exhibit A is Cut 7. Chuck Todd of NBC News and MSNBC on Meet the Press talking about now with the bill through the Senate.
The question is, does President Bush's voice enhance the argument of sort of the business wing of the Republican Party, which is the ones that are pushing to get this done in the pragmatic wing, who simply look at this issue with Hispanics and say, geez, let's just get this issue behind us? Or does he make it worse? You know, is how politic, you know, one of the reasons he's slowly gotten back into positive territory in his poll numbers is he's not gotten involved in politics. This is a step in the politics.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, don't interrupt me again, pal, because I was trying to set you up. That's the thing about Chuck Todd. So impertinent, even on tape, he jumps the queue. But Chuck Todd is suddenly now, oh, George W. Bush, will come out and how is it Chuck Todd put it? Oh, the business wing of the Republican Party and the pragmatic wing of the Republican Party. How about the rule of law, regardless of party? These open border pimps make me want to puke. And the irony is Chuck Todd is saying that George W. Bush's numbers have improved since he's been out of politics. Well, here's the interesting thing, and I guess it was predictable. While on NBC, the roundtable was discussing George W. Bush's reemergence publicly in a generic sense. I guess that's because the guys at ABC did him one better. And while Meet the Press was talking in general terms about George W. Bush going public, he was going public on ABC's This Week. And the irony is, there's Chuck Todd saying that George W. Bush is he's more popular because he stays away from politics. I want you to listen to Cut 11, and I want you to listen to very carefully what George W. Bush tells Jonathan Carl of ABC News, and then I'm going to come back and dispel this notion that former President Bush is out of politics. Listen to Cut 11.
I think it's very important to fix a broken system, to treat people with respect, and have confidence in our capacity to assimilate people. It's a very difficult bill to pass because there's a lot of moving parts, and the legislative process can be ugly. But it looks like they're making some progress.
All right, I just want you to take a look at the first three sentences or the first three phrases out of the mouth of former President George W. Bush. They are nothing but poll-driven verbal tranquilizers. I think it's very important to fix a broken system, treat people with respect, have confidence in our capacity to assimilate people. It's nonsensical. You don't fix a broken system by just putting it over in the corner and saying, yeah, y'all come on in here. And what's more, you're going to have access to all sorts of benefits. And what we call a penalty is basically pennies on the dollar in terms of the benefits you will derive from our society. Assimilate people. The tragedy is the bulk of illegal aliens coming into the United States have no interest in assimilation. Oh, and one other thing, I'm surprised he didn't use the phrase, got to bring these people out of the shadows. Heck, they're not in the shadows. They're out front because they don't believe this administration will enforce existing law. And the sad fact is, neither would the Bush administration. So you get these verbal tranquilizers from a guy who stays silent about all the mismanagement in government by his successor and then pipes up to endorse amnesty at this crucial juncture. Oh, and then Jonathan Carl follows up, well, Mr. President, what do you say to those who are concerned about the Republican Party? Or no, even Jonathan Carl couched the question with the frame of reference of the establishment. Why doesn't the Republican Party understand that this kind of reform is needed? Listen to President Bush respond. This is Cut 12.
Well, the reason to pass immigration reform is not to bolster a Republican Party. It's to fix a system that's broken. Good policy yields good politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, let's stop on a point of agreement. At least in terms of that verbal tranquilizer, good policy yields good politics. Mr. President, this is neither. It is a policy that will hasten our own national suicide and certainly the suicide of the Republican Party. It does not fix a system that is broken. It compounds the problem. Why? Because it allows no less of an open borders advocate than Janet Napolitano to say, oh, in my opinion, the borders are secure. And the current crowd in charge has absolutely no interest in enforcing the law. A quick refresher course. Remember, this is the gang that took my home state of Arizona to court because the state of Arizona had the temerity to try and enforce immigration law. This is the Justice Department, up to its eyeballs, along with the Department of Homeland Security, in Fast and Furious, putting illegal weapons into the hands of the Mexican cartels, eventually costing a Border Patrol agent his life. This is the same crowd that expended all its energy going after Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio for saying in Maricopa County, federal law is going to be enforced. And there's something else afoot here. President Bush and I had this discussion on Air Force One in 2006 as we all were flying to my wife's hometown of Yuma, Arizona, so that President Bush could engage in some old-style triangulation like his predecessor Bill Clinton, ironically, doing a photo op with then-Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. I will tell you what went on that flight and also take your calls. It's very simple. Are you going to get off your duff and call your congressman and call your United States senators, even though they already voted, to help them understand the error of their ways? Or do you think, oh, it's a lost cause. I'll listen to all the talking heads on television. I'll even listen to a share of so-called conservative commentators throw in the towel at the behest of their bosses and abandon the whole notion of borders, language, culture. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for Dex mite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There's about traffic. We've got an accident northbound 680 Washington Boulevard in Fremont. Maybe blocking a lane is already slow over the Sunol grade, as you would expect. Northbound 880 Mallory and Fremont, debris left lane blocked there. Fire being reported westbound 4 after 242 in Concord. It's off to the right shoulder, but again, expect some delays. And across the freeway, eastbound 4 before 680, we've got a crash. That one's in the center divide. Slow in and out of San Francisco. Got a Giants game tonight. Look out for delays. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
This weekend only, hurry into Golfsmith for the tent sale and sidewalk sale events. Save big with up to 60% off clubs, shoes, apparel, and accessories. This Thursday through Sunday, get the best deals of the season on the best brands in golf, like Nike, Titleist, Adams, Cleveland, and Bushnell. Save more and get more of the gear you want at Golfsmith's tent sale in San Jose, or experience the sidewalk sale savings at all of the other Golfsmith stores in the Bay Area.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The reason to pass immigration reform is not to bolster a Republican Party. It's to fix a system that's broken. Good policy yields good politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Former President George W. Bush, yesterday on ABC's This Week, and the former president could not be more incorrect. It is not good policy. It is not good politics. It is a recipe not only for the political suicide of the Republican Party, but in my opinion, national suicide. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. Your calls coming in at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We begin on line four, listening to us on WABC New York. Here is Steve. Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much, J.D., and good evening to you. This whole thing just blows my mind with these illegals, because there is no other nation on the face of this planet that rewards somebody for coming into their country illegally by giving them citizenship, no matter how many years they were in the country. You'd get thrown in jail, and you'd be lucky if you were deported after being in jail for however many years.
Absolutely. Take a look at Mexico. Take a look at their own laws. Steve, I thank you for the call. To the Peach State of Georgia on line one, here is Michael. Hi, Michael.
How you doing there, J.D.? Thanks for having me.
You bet.
I did definitely email the GOP roughly 2 weeks ago that I felt that this was the final nail in their coffin, if they capitulate to this.
Bingo, and it happens not only from longtime conservative supporters, just electorally, you give the franchise to people who are going to vote themselves more benefits in an ever-expanding welfare state. Michael, you nailed it. I thank you for the call. Our second call from a listener to WABC New York is on line six. Here is Trent on the Savage Nation.
Okay, hi, J.D., and first of all, let the people know this. The biggest political hoax in American history is the conservative movement. There is no conservative movement because everything the liberals want is in place and in growing. Open borders, abortion on demand, big, humongous welfare programs. They even turned the mortgages into a welfare program. This is what's going on. Now, they tell us that they want to secure the borders. This is 12 years after 9/11. No one throws it in their faces. The borders aren't secure. And I'm telling you right now, if this country passes amnesty, this country is finished forever because we will never be the same again. The Democratic Party will have millions of more new voters inside this country. And we're looking at a situation now where if American people who are unemployed and underemployed, why would you be bringing a million legal?
Exactly. And let me tell you the number. Let me take you to the number one city. Trent, thanks for the call. The number one city for unemployment at a rate of 30% is Yuma, Arizona. And ironically, that was the destination back when I was serving in Congress, going to Yuma with President Bush, basically a photo op with Janet Napolitano. And I promised you before the break I'd tell you what happened on that flight. We're on the plane, and I'll just boil it down to the essence. I said, Mr. President, listen, you want a guest worker program? I disagree with you on that. 80% of the American people, regardless of party affiliation, regardless where they line up on the spectrum, they want to see our laws enforced. Sir, I have a bill, the Enforcement First Act. Let's get behind that bill and show the American people we're willing to enforce the law, and then we can have a fight over guest workers. President Bush responded in this fashion. Quit lecturing me. And if you think I'm going to do something political based on what's going on here. Now, never mind the fact he had opened his conversation with me asking a political question, which was, J.D., what's the mood out there? And I said, pretty simple, Mr. President. They're mad at you. They're going to take it out on me. Open borders was wrong in 2006. It is wrong in 2013. We have got to stop it. 855-400-SAVAGE, J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. 800-BUYCOIN.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO, starting with traffic. Got a ball game at AT&T Park in San Francisco tonight. Giants in action about 40 minutes away, and that means heavy traffic. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge sold out pretty much from the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza into San Francisco. Northbound 101 still slow from 280 onto the lower deck, and the northbound 280 extension starting to back up for those trying to approach King Street. Southbound 101, earlier problems at Millbrae Avenue, adding to that commute, which is now slow from 380 down to Millbrae Avenue. South Bay, not
not too bad. Sluggish, southbound 101, Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road, southbound 87 from 101 down to Almaden Expressway as well, and northbound 680 at Washington. A crash there, traffic slow from Mission Boulevard over the hill. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
From small victories to big anniversaries, every day brings something to celebrate. And Hornblower Cruises and Events makes your moments extra special. What will you celebrate? Book your cruise today at 1-888-HORNBLOWER or hornblower.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options. But those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
Hi, thanks for listening to me, your conscience. You should think about switching to GEICO. They could save you money on car insurance, which is great. How? Well, GEICO has great discounts, including multi-car, defensive driver, and good driver. Makes sense. So, switch to GEICO because you could save money, and let's retire the Hawaiian shirt with socks and sandals combo. Thanks.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You wouldn't let your child set off fireworks outside, but when's the last time you thought about fire safety inside? As a parent, you want to provide the safest environment for your children. Kidde's new worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms will help eliminate your home safety concerns. The sealed-in lithium battery offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
If you're a homeowner with good credit and you need to get a big chunk of cash, but you don't have enough equity or no equity at all, a bank can't help you. But at Cash Call Mortgage, you may be able to borrow 125% of your home's value on a second mortgage right now. Just call 866-590-CASH. Use the money for anything you want, including paying down credit cards. You might be able to swap out non-tax deductible debt for tax deductible debt, but check with your tax advisor first. Borrow up to $150,000 right now with a 125% second mortgage from Cash Call. Call 866-590-CASH. When bankers won't, Cash Call will. Call 866-590-CASH, 866-590-CASH, or visit cashcall.com. Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law, License Number 603-8780, and NMLS Number 38512.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO. You are on the Savage Nation. The recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You need to keep this in mind. In 2 days' time, July 10th, there is a meeting of the House Republican Conference. The subject will be immigration. As you and I get together tonight, you should know that Paul Ryan and other open borders advocates are trying to come up with a strategy for the House of Representatives to sell out the borders. And I'm using strong language for a purpose because it's absolutely true. And earlier in this program, we heard from Chuck Todd of NBC News, of course, cheerleading for the open borders agenda, describing those who wanted just to bow down to the open borders doctrine, the establishment crowd, calling them the pragmatic wing of the GOP. Excuse me? That is bovine scatology, to put it candidly. And here's something else that's dead wrong. the notion that anyone with a Hispanic surname instantly wants open borders and amnesty. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, online too. Listening to us in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on WNIS, here is Sue on the Savage Nation.
Hi, I have a quick comment to make. I am 59 years old. I am a Mexican-American, and it really gets frustrating to hear that some people find it difficulty in saying that it's hard to get illegals to get back to Mexico and, you know, let them come back in and everything's going to be okay. You're going to get your visa and all this, blah, blah. But what I say, I have a nephew that died in Afghanistan. If you're illegal and you want to be here, why can't they sign them up?
Here's the point, and Sue, I thank you for the call as your living testimony to the notion that you may be Hispanic, but you're not for open borders. But here is the point, and this used to be a status quo back in the days of the draft. If you were in the United States as a foreign national, one way to earn your citizenship, and to this day it is a way to earn citizenship, is to sign up for military service, and that is a fast track to citizenship. Now, the only amendment I'd offer, Sue, to the call you made, and I thank you for it, I don't believe you should award illegals with that pathway. Now, maybe some of the folks who came here as a possible solution, the folks who were brought here when they were little children who didn't have a say in the matter, maybe that's a way to citizenship for them, or some sort of service, volunteer service, that could be a common ground point. But the fact is, and I had a dear friend who came from Ireland, who became quite a prosperous banker in Arizona. No, not one of the Wall Street crowd, but a Main Street banker who earned his citizenship by fighting for the United States in Korea. It has been done. It can be done. It is being done. And I thank you for the call. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, on line 3. Listening to us from the nation's capital in WMAL, here is Teresa.
Hi, J.D.
Hi.
Tell you, I am just absolutely livid about the Republicans deserting us on immigration. I'm just beside myself. And I have called all my senators and my congressmen, though I'm not sure in Maryland it makes any difference. I'm in Montgomery County.
Oh, yeah, People's Republic of Maryland. Wow, can the governor there make it more blatant that he holds in higher esteem illegals who show up in Maryland than everyday citizens and residents? Martin O'Malley, gosh, what he's shameful.
He really is. And he's Catholic, too. He went to Gonzaga.
Well, sadly, and this is the thing, and I have some good friends in the church who are guts up on the border, but I also know of some archbishops around the country who are horribly confused on this issue, and I tell them, hey, go back to the book of Nehemiah. What was all that about? Building the wall to protect the city and to protect the people.
And, you know, Rubio gets up there and says they're going to pay taxes.
He's a tin-horn phony. Let's just lay it out there. You know, because I remember, Teresa, running for the U.S. Senate when I took on John McCain because of his amnesty point of view. And here I am taking on the presidential nominee of my party in the Republican primary in Arizona in 2010. And then I noticed down in Florida, here comes Marco Rubio against old weird Charlie Crist. And about 10 days in, the Bush family is behind him. And suddenly there are fundraisers coast to coast for Marco Rubio. And I go, oh, I get it. He's going to ride the populist Tea Party wave, but as soon as he gets to Washington, he's going to become the poster boy for amnesty. Bingo! That's exactly what happened. To be fair about it, Michael Savage wasn't fooled. Some others, sadly to this day, want to tell us, oh, he's naive. He wants to solve the problem. No, 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 no. Teresa, this was a political calculation. The guy figured, I can reverse engineer the Obama experience for the Republicans, this time based on ethnicity instead of race. That's what was going on. I don't fault him for it. Traditionally, in the Republican Party, it used to be the formula was, if you're a young conservative who can bridge the gap between the grassroots conservatives and the more moderate establishment, then you're on a fast-track ticket either to the vice presidency or, who knows, maybe to the top job. I understand his political reasons for it, but I want people to stop, absolutely stop, offering this bilge that somehow he's naive and he wants to be a problem solver. That ain't nothing but a bunch of hooey. Teresa, thanks for the call. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening to us from the coast of North Carolina, though I believe the station to which he is listening is in South Carolina, WRNN, on line two, it's Randy. Randy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, J.D., how you doing? I've talked to you a few times.
You bet, Randy. It's good to hear your voice again.
Now, I'm originally from Charlotte, but...
Yes, sir.
Through what high school I went to, West Charlotte High School, and I know you're a homeboy from back here. You know, I rue the day that, you know, that you lost that election, you know, to John McCain. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, man. I mean, I know they call themselves Republicans. There's a part of me that wishes he was still in Annoy Hilton, man. I mean, I...
No, well, let's not go that far. I understand your frustration, but nobody should be stuck... in the Hanoi Hilton. And by the way, on that note, Randy, just want to point out, have you seen the report that the audit of all these committees charged with finding our POWs and how they are rife with corruption and inefficiency and ineptitude? That's very interesting. I don't want anybody left behind. I hear what you're saying in terms of frustration. But let's face it, John won re-election by spending $30 million essentially impersonating me. What was that he said in that famous ad? Let's complete the dang fence. And the late David Broder, and this illustrates the disconnect just about better than anything I can think of. Post-primary 2010, well, really post-election 2010, shortly before his death, David Broder wrote a column basically saying, well, of course John McCain lied on immigration. He's much too valuable to us in Washington, and now he gets to stay. Now, if you want to know about a disconnection, and David Broder is not here to defend his work, but the bottom line is that is what is going on. Washington and the establishment, regardless of party label or alleged political philosophy, there are a whole bunch of people there who think they know better than we do, and I got to tell you what. They are absolutely wrong. I thank you so very much for the call, Randy. It's good to hear from a West Charlotte alumnus. It makes this old High Point Central grad mighty happy. On line five, listening to WABC New York, here is Dimitri on the Savage Nation.
Yep, when Ronald Reagan got out of the presidency after his second term, we lost the Republican Party, we lost the nation, and everything became a big bag of tricks and a fiasco. Case closed.
You know, Dimitri, there is more than a grain of truth in what you say. Here's what happened. Yes, Reagan signed Simpson-Mazzoli, the amnesty bill in 1986, but included in that bill, tough enforcement provisions. What happened? When George Herbert Walker Bush became Mr. Reagan's successor in the White House, suddenly enforcement went out the window. And the sad bipartisan pursuit of presidents post-Reagan, whether it was Bush 41 or Bill Clinton or Bush 43 or now Barack Hussein Obama, they're all united in an open borders agenda to offer amnesty. And that is flat out wrong. Now, just one other thing, I got to alert you to it, because the establishment wing, Karl Rove, you may recall a few months ago, was called out when he decided to declare war on the Tea Party. He's back at it. Karl Rove, this past weekend, I don't know the name of the conference, I'm sorry, but it is on videotape. I want you to listen to Karl Rove try to spin some establishment bilge and go after a genuine conservative and Tea Party guy by the name of Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan. This is Cut 9, Karl Rove spinning like crazy for the open borders establishment.
It's going to require a prudent leadership among libertarian Republicans that says we want to find answers. And what we've got right now is we got most libertarians who say, if I don't have 100% perfect answer, I'm voting no. National Journal put out its ratings of the most liberal to conservative Republicans. The most liberal Republican is Justin Amash of Michigan, far more liberal than any other Republican. And why? Because he is a 100% purist libertarian. And if it's not entirely perfect, I'm voting with Nancy Pelosi.
Whoa, wait a minute, Carl. Let's call bullcrap on that, pal. Because when it comes to amnesty and open borders, you're the guy lining up with Nancy Pelosi. It's not Justin Amash. Don't try to scare off libertarians and grassroots populist conservatives by speaking with a forked tongue. Of course, this is the same Karl Rove when we were at a Republican retreat, and I wrote about it in my book, Whatever It Takes, about enforcing the border. And he said, what was he? Oh, you just don't care about brown people. Oh, like I'm a racist? What a bunch. I can't use the term on this program. I'm tempted to, but I'm not gonna. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to the phones to New Mexico, listening on KTBL. Here is Ellen on the Savage Nation.
Hi, J.D. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I've lived in every border state. So I have friends all over, both sides of the border. And they all tell me what I've seen for myself. Immigrants are pouring over the border. I mean, they're coming a mile a minute. Moreover, there's signs all over in different languages directing people. There are signs about food stamps in Juarez and other places all
over. I'm so glad you brought it up, Ellen. I'm so glad you brought it up because the crowd in charge now, it was bad enough during the Bush administration when Vicente Fox and the Mexican government was basically putting out a comic book, a novella, about how to come to America illegally. But now our government works hand in glove with the Mexican government as Mexico chooses to outsource its poverty to the United States. And the Obama crowd looks for more folks trying to sponge off our government. Oh, yeah, Ellen, you're absolutely correct. 100%. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing from my sources on the Arizona border. You thought Obama phones were just prevalent in the inner cities, like in Cleveland, Ohio? Oh, no. I've got exclusive information for you about what I'm hearing from border towns in Arizona. That is straight ahead, plus more of your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is a vote traffic southbound 880 connector to southbound 238. It's a pickup truck off to the right side. Whatever's in the back of the pickup truck bed, it's on fire. CHP fire units on the way. Southbound 101 San Tomas Expressway. Have a crash being reported. Looks like it's going to be off to the right side. Have an accident northbound 680 at Calaveras Road being reported. And westbound mid-span of the Carquinez Bridge. Possible stalled car. Still slow through San Francisco. Giants game tonight. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
La, la, la,
after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before. Because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal, buy a new car, start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamline refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes? Because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal housing lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We're talking about the bill you and I have to stop. That piece of amnesty crap that came out of the United States Senate. The House Republican Conference meets 2 days from now, tonight in Washington. Paul Ryan and other open borders advocates are trying to figure out a way to get this through the United States House. You need to call your member of Congress and not only say no, say hell no. A cautionary tale from California. Listening to us on KSFO San Francisco on Line 6, it's Craig. Craig, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Welcome. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I guess I just have a couple of comments. I have a kind of a unique perspective. I grew up in the Midwest, and I came out to California in the late 80s, and I've seen California change to where we are today. I went to my wife. She worked in the medical community. and would see and have to take care of the illegals that would come across this country and would have their child and then immediately begin filing for benefits within this country. I really would want to impress to anyone, to all of those who are listening across the country, if you really feel that this is such a great move for this country, look at California. It's been known to lead, and it is leading in the head.
Yeah. Led. You're right, Craig. It's leading us right into a third world toilet. And what's happened to California is a cautionary note. You've lived it. You told us about your wife's experience, and we thank you for the call here to the Savage Nation. They used to call folks headed for California 49ers, but let's go to the 49th state, listening on line three, listening to KBYR in Alaska. It's Nancy. Nancy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening. At least this evening up here. I wanted to tell you that I heard on the radio today an announcement that there are 101 million Americans on some sort of food assistance program right now. And if they bring in 30 million more people, that's another third almost.
Oh, yeah, and you're right, Nancy. And the thing is this, don't believe for a nanosecond that garbage about 11 million illegals. You're correct. It's more like 30 million. And this reminds me, before we go to the break, thanks for the call, Nancy, I got to tell you what I'm hearing from my sources in Arizona. And I got to do some checking, but I'm going to share it with you right now. I got a call from a prominent businessman, Southern Arizona, bilingual, guts up American, even though he's of Hispanic origin. Here's what he's hearing, that a certain Mexican billionaire is in with the Obama crowd supplying cell phones to people on both sides of the border. Let me tell you, they are getting ready. They're coming over. Right now, they are coming over right now, and they are not going to stop. And to that end, Doug, listening on WABC New York on line 9, wants us to tell it like it is. Doug, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Listen, you have friends in the Arizona legislature, and you know, probably know Governor Brewer. Article 4, Section 4, United States Constitution, demands that the federal government protect the state from invasion.
Absolutely, Doug. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government, small r Republican, as in a republic, not a partisan party, and shall protect each against invasion. Memo to John McCain, who says, quote, these are God's children. Memo to the Associated Press, who says, we're not going to call them illegal aliens anymore. Listen, that's exactly what they are. They're invaders, and it's time to stop the invasion. It's time for us to tell it like it is. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is the Savage Nation, but obviously this is not Michael Savage, I'd like to thank the good doctor for offering me temporary stewardship of this program and asylum here in the Savage Nation. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael. And just a couple of things to keep in mind as we get into this hour on the Savage Nation. You can check out some very worthwhile stories at the website michaelsavage.com. And of course, when you go to michaelsavage.com, there it is on the home page. Three words that really sum it all up: border, language, culture. Now we'll get back to that first word a bit later, but it is the third word I want to concentrate on right now: culture. Because only in America could you see the political dysfunction that is part of campaigning in New York City. Elliot Spitzer, that's right, the guy who resigned as governor only to take a gig at CNN, where he was known as client number 9 because of his affinity for prostitutes, the guy who stepped down as governor, now is running for comptroller. And it's a very interesting dynamic, to say the least. Because not only is Elliot Spitzer running for comptroller, but also a former madam who has claimed to provide Spitzer with his talent, with his escorts, Kristen Davis, she is running for the same office as a libertarian. Now, Kristen Davis, the former madam, has said, and I quote, "Elliot Spitzer broke state and federal laws in his use of prostitutes and paid no penalty. I broke the law and paid my debt to society." You see, she spent 4 months in the slammer for her role in that scandal. She concludes, quote, "There cannot be two standards of justice, one for the average citizen and another for the political and social elite," close quote. The words of former Madam Kristen Davis. Well, Madam Kristen, apparently, yes, there can. Elliot Spitzer doing his star turn this morning on CBS this morning, coming out on the program to ask forgiveness and also ask for votes. Here is Elliot Spitzer from earlier today on CBS this morning, cut 13.
I had a long career as a prosecutor, as attorney general, as governor. I sinned. I owned up to it. I looked them in the eye. I resigned. I held myself accountable. I think that was the only right thing to do. It's now 5 years later, and I hope they look back at what I did as attorney general and as governor, as a prosecutor, and say, you know what, this guy was ahead of the curve on Wall Street issues. He protected low-wage workers, on the environment, protecting community guards. There's a record there that I hope they will look to and say, yes, the controller's position is one that fits his skill set, and we hope that we can bring him back and for public service.
I'm sorry, but I hear him use the term controller's position, and I wonder if that's going to be some sort of black and white drawing in some instructional book, like The New Joys of Illicit Sex, 2013. Elliot Spitzer looking for the controller's position? Uh-huh. In New York City. New York City, yeah, that's the place. Later today, MSNBC, Hardball. One of the questions Elliot Spitzer is asked is, should prostitution be legalized? Here it is from MSNBC, cut 14.
And when I was governor, I was proud of the fact, and this is what caused attention, of that we passed much tougher human trafficking laws. And I think the problem is that prostitution is, in fact, integrally related with other parts of criminal activity that is fundamentally wrong, dangerous, violative in any dimension. If people are saying, look, two people consensually having sex and there's money, when you define it that benignly, it sounds somewhat like smoking dope, and people say, aha, decriminalized.
but it is integrally related with other aspects of criminal behavior, so I'm not sure I'm ready to go there.
Whoa, you're not ready to go there? But you were happy to avail yourself of the use of prostitutes? Oh, this is too rich, huh? And then you have my former congressional colleague, Anthony Weiner, the guy who is into self-photography. And now he wants to be mayor of New York City. Well, thank goodness that some New Yorkers are not fooled by these reformed, repentant ex-politicians. I want you to listen to some other audio today, some hecklers out, really pointing out the folly of Eliot Spitzer running for public office. And though Eliot is out there trying to spin it like it's no big deal, at least some New Yorkers get right to the point in, well, typically New York fashion. Cut 15.
You betrayed everybody. Spencer, you cheated on your wife. It's about power. You just want power, man. Did you leave your black socks on?
How do you feel about these hecklers?
This is New York. We all, when we go to a ballpark, we heckle the pitcher who throws one bad pitch. So, you know, I sympathize with the hecklers. We have a little bit of the heckler in each one of us. At a certain point, it passes the line of decorum. But you know what? This is New York. This is politics. I'm game for it. I got skin as thick as a rhinoceros, and so I'm ready for anything.
So you said you threw one bad pitch. Is it one bad pitch?
I said the pitcher throws a lot. I'm sure I've thrown more than one. Nobody throws a perfect game every game, and frankly, I've thrown some a couple no-hitters. I've thrown some doozies on the other side.
Why are you signing?
Because everybody has a right to make a choice. That's the bottom line. Whether you vote for this man or not, you should be on the ballot if he gets the signatures. Freedom of choice.
Yeah, so there's a guy signing to put Eliot Spitzer on the petition, on the ballot. Okay. Oh, mercy. And Eliot Spitzer describes himself as a rhino. Not a Republican in name only, of course, because he's a dyed-in-the-wool leftist Democrat. But as a rhinoceros with thick skin. And as a pitcher who has thrown some no-hitters. Oh, man, imagine where we could go. Well beyond first or third base. At least with the paid talent he employed. So, here's this guy running for comptroller. The former madam who spent time in the slammer is running for the same post. Meantime, you've got Anthony Weiner, who resigned a seat in Congress. Boy, talk about an eponymous last name. Anthony Weiner, running for mayor of New York City. And I'm just curious. I know that New York is a city that never sleeps. But really, are New Yorkers going to countenance this? Are New Yorkers willing to have this weird political couple, albeit running for different offices, and certainly not running as a team, but with similar interests, extracurricular interests, the curious pair of Weiner-Spitzer, or should that be Spitzer-Weiner, trying to thrust itself on the body politic in New York. And I just wonder what my old congressional colleague Charlie Rangel might say about this situation here. Well, what revolting developments we have here. You know, here's a situation where all I did, Charlie Rangel, was go to the Dominican Republic and not pay taxes on certain vacation properties. I did not avail myself of local talent, at least as far as you know. And yet I lose the chairmanship of the Ways and Means Committee. Now, to be fair, I'm still in Congress, still a reliable vote for Nancy Pelosi and the left. But to see Anthony Weiner running for mayor of New York, and to see our former governor, Eliot Spitzer, in all of his sanctimony, telling us that, hey, yeah, it's been 5 years. I just wonder what Charlie is thinking. It was interesting, just one real-life story from my time in Congress, and I shouldn't go, but I just have to go there. Actually, when some of us finished second, and Bill Thomas had done his 3 terms as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and the Democrats were taking back over the majority, Bill Thomas, as the outgoing Republican chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, put on a little reception for Charlie Rangel. Never mind the fact that Charlie and his minions had put together all sorts of disruptions of the committee with community organizer types, street agitators coming. No. We were going to make nice. And so we have a little reception for Charlie. And I was going to go over and proffer my congratulations. But I finally realized that politics is like the mob. Because Charlie was so caught up in his new position as chairman of the committee, albeit in the next term, he didn't have time to even shake my hand. He was busy over there with Ben Cardin, who was leaving the House to go to the Senate. They were already figuring ways to get more of your money. But I digress. Here's the question right now. Not so much what Charlie Rangel thinks about Spitzer Wiener or Wiener Spitzer. What do you think? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than $1 a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than $1 a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than $1 a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Coming this summer, a wave of heat will descend on the entire Bay Area. Now, one company is ready to keep Bay Area businesses and its citizens cool.
Let's move it!
temp, refrigeration, commercial, residential, repairs, maintenance service. Don't use unlicensed contractors and expect professional results.
I think this wire goes here.
All temp skilled professionals are state licensed, insured, and precision trained to get the job done right the first time.
Here's your problem, ma'am. Looks like you had an unlicensed contractor trying to fix this AC.
How could you tell?
Well, the smell of burnt flesh.
Oh.
And I pulled his finger off this capacitor.
For all your refrigeration needs, call All Temp Refrigeration at 1-800-COOL-AID. That's 1-800-COOL-AID. Or on the web at 1-800-COOL-AID.com. Now serving all areas.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like McKay's marmalades and preserves. Did you know that the strawberry and its good friend the raspberry plant are in the rose family? They do at McKay's. McKay's has a proud heritage of making authentic marmalades, preserves, curds, and single farm conserves for over 70 years. McKay's sources their strawberries, raspberries, and black currants from the fields in Scotland, giving the berries a unique taste. The bitter orange for McKay's marmalades come from Seville. They have a number of unique products that are guaranteed to tempt your taste buds. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Molly Stone's, Key Markets, Lunardi's, and Nugget Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You are on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The New York Post, one of my favorite tabloids, the greatest headline of all time, Wacko Whacked in Wacko Whack Job. I thought that was really pretty good. Cindy Adams, what's that at the end of her column? Only in New York, kids, only in New York. And only in New York do you have a couple of disgraced former office holders in Anthony Weiner, now running for mayor, and the latest development, Elliot Spitzer, who could not control himself when it came to his need to employ, quote, working girls, end quote. Elliot Spitzer, who suffered from a lack of self-control in that area, now wants to be the comptroller. I'm just trying to get a handle on this, and so maybe we should seek an answer from a New Yorker. Listening to us on WABC New York on Line 6, it's Mike. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, J.D. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, I enjoy listening to you. I enjoy listening to Michael as well. It seems to me when you listen to all the issues, especially scandalous issues, and what you're bringing up about Spitzer and Weiner at the local level, but don't we really have a breakdown at the leadership at the global elite level? I mean, these are the guys that, you know, basically seem to control the world. You know, they're the Trilateral Commission guys. They're the Bilderbergers. They're the Council on Foreign Relations guys. And they're at the banking. They're at government. They're all interrelated, and it seems like the morals and the ethics just goes out the door. Like, you know, whether it's, I'll just pick on Corzine, or you want to pick on MFT.
Oh, well, Corzine, apparently he's going to walk. Apparently he's going to face no charges on his whole deal. And, I'm not big on conspiracies, but I do believe there is a confluence of interests, and I do believe there's out-and-out collusion. Now, obviously, I served in the House, and I don't think I was naive. But no, I didn't go in for all the elites and for all, you know, maybe they knew right off I was not going to be their cup of tea. I hear what you're saying. I don't believe it's some sort of conspiracy of one worlders. I do believe there is a confluence of interests. I do believe that there are those who have decided that the heck with sovereignty, they've got their own overriding issues, whether it's based on family or on certain proclivities or on certain priorities or on just the old-fashioned love of money or currency manipulation. A whole lot of people out there who have those types of interests. So I will grant you that. But it is, to me, surprising to see in New York the likes of Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner trying again to run for political office. Mike, I thank you very much for the call and for your input. And maybe now it's not that big a deal. Maybe now you just spend a little time out of office. And, of course, we saw this outside of politics, did we not? You remember when Reverend Jesse Jackson was confronted with the evidence that he had a child out of wedlock, and he only spent, 10 days out of the public eye for introspection and seeking forgiveness, and then he was right back to it. Now, his kid, with whom I served in Congress, Triple J, Triple J's problem was he was taking campaign funds and doing who knows what with it. So Triple J and his wife end up in the slammer. But Reverend Jackson is still out there, and we'll see what goes on. There's more to come. JD for Michael, Hayworth for Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, Andy, folks. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The investigation continues into the crash of Asiana Flight 214 at SFO. The pilots were expected to be interviewed today. A couple of the big questions to be answered: why did the plane approach too low and too slow? And who was actually at the helm? The next NTSB update expected tomorrow. The Bay Bridge opening has been pushed back indefinitely. It certainly won't be happening until at least December. And a 53-year-old man has died in Oakland police custody. As he was being detained, he fought with police, and as he fell to the ground, he became unresponsive. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got a crash being reported. Southbound 101, 13th Street in San Jose. A couple of cars in the process being moved off to the right shoulder. Highway 9, toll Gate Road, Saratoga injury accident being reported there, and southbound 17 Camden Avenue, possible stall being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Tax law! Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or...
swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Tax-off!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
The program is The Savage Nation. The website, michaelsavage.com. The phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. The host behind the microphone on this particular installment of the Savage Nation is obviously not the good Dr. Savage. It's J.D. Hayworth, so honored to have stewardship of the Savage Nation, albeit temporarily. Now, before we get back to your calls, just one note off the Sunday shows. Beware pundits who sound like characters from kids' programming, whether puppeteers or Muppets, or animated fare like Looney Tunes. A case in point, Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post on NBC's Meet the Press. Now, just one note about this. When you hear Eugene Robinson, he does sound somewhat like Kermit the Frog, or really more like Marvin the Martian. Remember Marvin the Martian? I'm going to blow up the world. But in this case, and this gets back to Dr. Savage and his sloganeering, borders, language, culture, really more than sloganeering, a keen observation. Sometimes it's language not as in a common tongue, but in the language of phraseology, what some might call spin. I want you to listen
to Eugene Robinson
basically just mouth Janet Napolitano, I'm sorry, Janet Napolitano, talking points about the border in trying to promote this amnesty that the Senate passed and that I hope the House will not even take up. Here is Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post Yesterday on Meet the Press, cut six.
The border is much more secure than it has been in the past. And there are those who will argue it will never be, there will never be an impregnable fortress wall between the United States and Mexico. It's a 2,000-mile-long border. And what the House Republicans seem to be demanding is something that no one can deliver. So what's the point of that? It seems to me a pretty good compromise from their point of view, because they do get 20,000 new Border Patrol agents and a lot of bells and whistles that weren't there before.
Eugene, buying into that bilge from Jano, the border is much more secure than it ever has been. That's just pure unadulterated crap. And then you come with
there are 20,000 new Border Patrol agents and lots of bells and whistles.
Hey, it's real simple. And this, it transcends party, okay? In 2006, as a member of Congress, I stood behind then-President George W. Bush literally as he signed the Secure Fence Act of 2006. In fact, ironically, standing next to me was the aforementioned Janet Napolitano. President Bush signs it into law, then his administration defunds it. And the garbage that passed the Senate, and Bob Corker of Tennessee and John Hoeven of North Dakota should know better, they threw in with the open border crowd to set up this fantasy that somehow there's actually more border security. There is not. In fact, there are provisions in there that make us less secure, provisions in there that, well, actually help to accommodate Obamacare. Oh, this is just horrific. And you've got to stand up and get to your member of the House. Not even, I want you to pass a tough bill. No. You don't want that. You don't want the House even bringing up a bill. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. On line one from the volunteer state of Tennessee, here is Mac on the Savage Nation.
Well, sir, it's great to talk to you. I just want to say that you were right in calling out Rubio earlier. No doubt. The guy's a phony. But where was Sarah Palin when you were running for Senate? You know, the Republican Party's so full of phonies. I don't know what to do anymore. Here I am, you know, I'm getting out of the Navy here soon, served my country 25 years, and I don't recognize the country anymore. I was stationed out in California. I saw the disgrace out there for years, and I don't think the people in the heartland understand what happened to California. The Golden State that elected Ronald Reagan to two terms, you know, it's a disgrace. It's ruined, and the whole country will be ruined. But Sarah Palin is partially responsible for you not being senator. And
well,
I'll be president someday.
Well, I appreciate, Mac, your kind words. First of all, I thank you for your service. And who knows what the future holds for any of us. All we can do is keep putting one foot in front of the other. Now, with reference to Sarah Palin, when it came to my campaign against John McCain, it's pretty obvious that was the human impulse of gratitude. More troubling, though, is when Sarah Palin endorsed Jeff Flake for the United States Senate in 2012, when Jeff Flake, again, was an open borders pimp who changed his position a la John McCain to try and garner votes and confuse the issue. She should have known better. Now, to her credit, and we welcome those who suddenly undergo conversions, now she's talking about primaries for Marco Rubio and Kelly Ayotte, Rubio in Florida, Kelly Ayotte there in New Hampshire. She's late to the party, but at least she's finally getting there. And, you know, I guess better late than never, but I understand the impulse of gratitude toward McCain. I mean, he put her on the map, picking her for the ticket. So I understand that. But in 2012, supporting Jeff Flake, who, by the way, a la Anthony Weiner, did his own self-photography, although he set it up as if it were some sort of beefcake calendar. You know, this guy went to some deserted Pacific island, just he, himself, his tripod, his camera, and a timer, and was taking all these weird beefcake photos of himself. Look, I understand that people who get into politics don't suffer from a shortage of self-esteem, but this flake guy, who I've known for years, and he's aptly named, he himself will admit it, this guy has a level of toxic narcissism. And so I don't understand Palin supporting him for the Senate. I understand the McCain thing. I'll give her a pass there. And I guess better late than never. But, Mac, again, thanks for your service in the Navy and your kind words about my candidacy and what the future may hold. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. On line 8 from upstate New York, listening on WHAM, let us welcome Joe to the Savage Nation. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mr. Hayworth. Great to talk to you.
Oh, thanks. Just call me J.D., Joe.
All right, J.D. My comment is if this immigration bill goes through in the House, how it's going to affect agriculture and construction industry. Up in my area, we have a huge dairy farm, 5,000 dairy head of cows. 10 years ago, 90% of all the people that worked there were local boys, local guys. Now, in the last 5 years after Obama's got in, it happened a little bit before, it's the exact opposite. 90% are Mexicans, and they have a deal with the government where the farm only pays half the minimum wage, and the government pays the other half.
And what you're seeing there, Joe, is really going on around the country. Let's take, for example, earlier in this program, I mentioned my wife's hometown of Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, huge agribusiness, huge growing area. The guys running farms, they all want guest laborers, and a lot of them are legal, and some of them probably are not. But there is 30% unemployment in Yuma, Arizona. Now, here's what's going on, Joe, in the broader context of agriculture and a variety of other businesses. Those who want cheap labor, it may be cheap for them on the balance sheets, but it ain't cheap for you and me as taxpayers. What is going on is, at low wages, they are shifting the cost for health care and everything else to Joe and Mary taxpayer. And that's exactly what is going on, and that is the fatal flaw, Joe. And what you're pointing out on the dairy farms of upstate New York, going on in a lot of different places, in a lot of industries besides agriculture, and I thank you for the call. Now out west, on line 6, from Salem, Oregon, listening on KYKN, let's welcome Anthony to the Savage Nation. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. I can't hardly hear you.
Well, we can hear you loudly and clearly, so go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, I just wanted to comment that that at the nurseries in the Salem area and in Portland area, there's already a bunch of illegal immigrants, and they're there every morning. And they're telling the people there that they want a job and that they'll work less for less wages. That's already happening in the Oregon area and the Salem and Portland and Clackamas and throughout that area.
Sure. And, Anthony, here's what's going on, whether it's Oregon or Arizona or Arkansas or Alabama. Bottom line is this, and it's a curious paradox, because when you have illegals come in, you got people who can be abused, but who curiously, as part of a permanent underclass, the paradox is that this administration, and I dare say its predecessors, post-Ronald Reagan anyway, the most recent four presidents we've had, have carved out this kind of exception for illegals. We're told they live in the shadows. We're told there is the myth of the noble migrant, that everybody who comes here just wants to work, just wants to put food on the table. As George W. Bush used to say, well, I can't fault a man for trying to feed his family. Well, I can't fault a man for trying to feed his family, but I can fault a man for breaking the laws of this country. I mean, imagine If prosecutors, and you see it every Christmas, somebody goes in and they knock over a convenience store or they rob a bank, and usually there is some story about, well, I just wanted to give my kids a good Christmas. Oh, really? You know, I have yet to see that used as an effective defense of what's going on here. I have yet to see a prosecutor say, oh, you just were trying to give your kids a good Christmas? That's okay. We're not going to charge you for bank robbery. Why should it be any different when it comes to the crime of coming to this country illegally? That's the question I have. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. On line 7, listening from Virginia Beach, Virginia, to WNIS, here is Michael. Hi, Michael.
Congressman Hayworth, you are a breath of fresh air. The strongest and bravest man on the radio next to Michael Savage that I've heard in a long time.
Well, Michael, that is high praise indeed, and I thank you for that compliment. Go right ahead, sir.
You mentioned as you started the show that the Wall Street Journal is a pimp for open borders.
Absolutely.
The subject of borders, language, culture. But here's my problem with everybody in the so-called conservative camp who talks about this. I'm a conservative, too. But here's my problem. They never break down the issue of culture to the issue of religion. Now, we know that the people coming across those borders are Catholics. We know they're overwhelmingly Catholic. We know this culture here was founded by 98% Protestants in 1776. We know that 29 of the 56 signers were Protestants.
Yeah, but I also know a lot of Catholics who are guts up for defending the border who disagree with their archbishops. And you can see this across, you know, the Wall Street Journal had a big article the other week about evangelicals and other Protestants, other mainline Protestants suddenly coming to open borders. And all I can tell you is this, Michael, I'm not going to break this down into an anti-Catholic screed or an anti-LDS, that's the Mormon Church screed, or an anti-evangelical screed. What I will say is this, to every theologian who brings me the quote, I believe it's from Leviticus, quote, welcome the stranger. Well, you can welcome a stranger without subverting your laws. You can welcome a stranger without leaving your back door open. And for everybody who wants to quote that passage of Scripture, I say let them go to the book of Nehemiah, where the imperative from the Lord God is clear, build the wall. Michael, I thank you for the call. More of your calls ahead, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. for Michael, Hayworth for Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-497-9989. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-497-9989. Again, that's 800-497-9989. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-497-9989. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-497-9989.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You are listening to the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. Your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We're talking about a variety of subjects, but principally tonight, as the United States House of Representatives is poised 2 days from now to meet in conference in the wake of the Senate passing that amnesty bill, I'm saying don't even think about bringing up a bill. I don't want any type of machinations to take the garbage the Senate passed and foist it on the American people. Let's get back to the phones. I'm loving the call we have here on line 9 from Tennessee. The caller's name is Hike. Hike, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mr. Hayworth. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks, Hike. Thanks for calling.
I have a question. I live in Memphis, and I've been calling the senators from Tennessee
And
complain about what they're trying to pass. And always I get respond, oh, they're going to get back to you.
Yeah.
Get their attention.
Well, the best way to get their attention, I believe Lamar Alexander is up this year. And, you know, Lamar back in the day seemed to be a guy who was really working hard for the people. But basically, when guys get to D.C. and they get in that little club, the United States Senate, they start playing to each other. And to the Washington crowd, well, I want to be a serious statesman. I want to be a problem solver. And they're making the problem worse. That's what's going on with Bob Corker. And that's what's going on with Lamar Alexander. And as I understand it, there are some folks looking at primarying Lamar. And so maybe Sarah Palin, who we were talking about before the break, who talks about now we ought to have primaries, now that McCain is safely reelected and the open borders guy Jeff Flake has that second Senate seat in Arizona. Now that Sarah is talking about primaries, maybe she ought to look at Tennessee, and maybe Lamar can spend more time in Tennessee and less time in Washington as a private citizen. It's real simple, Hike. That's the way you take care of it. I remember old Ross Perot when he wanted to run for president in 1992. Remember what he'd say? Well, and just tell him, well, remember, in November. And that's the best way to handle it, making changes at the ballot box. And, Hike, I thank you very, very much for your call. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening in Arkansas to WKIM, here is Charlotte on the Savage Nation.
Hi, J.D. We thank so much for you. I wanted to ask, could you make a public call for Pelosi to answer, is she or is she not bringing Russian soldiers on U.S. soil now or in the future?
And well, I'll go one better than that. Rather than Pelosi, let's just go straight to Janet Napolitano as Secretary of Homeland Security. Charlotte asked the question. Here's the key for members of the House, Trey Gowdy and other guts up guys. Ask. Let's find out. Get Napolitano under oath. It's J.D. for Michael, Hayworth for Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, let me offer a friendly amendment to that generous introduction. Yes, indeed, this is the Savage Nation, but as you've been able to detect, no, this is not Michael Savage, the good doctor away from the microphone, but he generously offered me the opportunity to be here. This is J.D. Hayworth with you on the Savage Nation. Your calls at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Go to michaelsavage.com for a variety of stories that merit your attention. You and I, during the course of this program, by and large, have continued to talk about that abomination of a bill that emerged from the United States Senate offering amnesty to illegals and essentially part of this whole open borders bilge that for the life of me, I cannot understand. And you need to know that in 2 days' time, the House Republican Conference will meet. That's just a fancy way to say all the Republicans in the United States House of Representatives will get together to discuss immigration. And I just want to spend a good bit of time this hour explaining why the House of Representatives should not even take up a bill. And why you should call your congressman and say, look, enforce the laws on the books. Until that is done, there is no need for any so-called immigration reform. Now, again, on all the Sunday shows, they were really pushing the Senate bill. And I offer up this next example. Here is someone now serving in the House of Representatives, Raul Labrador. Now, you need to know about Congressman Labrador. Back when he was a candidate in 2010, and I was challenging John McCain for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Arizona, then-candidate Labrador was one of the few guys who stood up and said, you know what? J.D. should be in the United States Senate. John McCain ought to be retired. So I got to give props to my man, Raul Labrador, over that. But, and look, it's not to put Congressman Labrador down, but now he's a member of Congress, and he's trying, he's walking a tightrope in terms of, and I know the consultants and everybody say, oh, you got to be so careful. So those audacious days of being a candidate, running as a challenger, are now replaced by, well, some more cautious tones as a member of Congress, and I can understand that to a certain degree. However, Congressman Labrador on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday got a whole lot of things right, even though he modified the language. And let me explain something. This does not in any way suggest that Congressman Labrador is going soft. It's just like my old buddy J.C. Watts, with whom I served in the Congress, who at one point was chairman of the House Republican Conference. He said there are two ways to convey the same message. You could say, woman, you got a face that stops a clock. Or you could say, darling, when I gaze into your eyes, time stands still. Essentially, the same message delivered in two different ways. So, on Meet the Press, Raul wasn't exactly red meat, but he was pulling the curtain back and explaining what is so wrong with the Senate bill. Let's listen to cut one. Congressman Raul Labrador, Republican of Idaho, on what is wrong with that garbage that just passed the United States Senate.
But my concern with the Senate bill is that they put the legalization of 11 million people ahead of security. The legalization happens first, and then the security happens second. And I think the American people are not going to stand for that.
Bingo! Raul's got it right. And this is where Marco Rubio, and again, you go to michaelsavage.com, and you see that Dr. Savage, and yours truly, we weren't fooled by the whole Rubio thing. To this day, you've got certain people on the air who should know better saying stuff like, I was just naive, just trying to solve a problem. Not a bunch of hooey. Only problem I have with what Congressman Labrador said, he's accepted that figure of 11 million. Oh, there are a lot more illegals than just 11 million, but he's right. Rubio and McCain and Flake and App Lindsey Graham, the four Republicans in that so-called Gang of Eight, they were very happy to go, oh, yeah, regularization, i.e. legalization comes first before enforcement. That has got to be a sign that nobody's serious about enforcement. What's worse, the so-called enforcement amendment, the Corker-Hoven amendment, it ain't nothing but hoeing up more hooey. There's no extra security in that. There are more government jobs. Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post, maybe you heard him last hour. Oh, they're bells and whistles. Oh, and that should be enough for Republicans. Hey, Republicans, get out of the way while the left is able to get all the cheap votes they want. Of course, you and I know those votes aren't cheap. Now, the bottom line is this. It's why the bill I wrote in 2006 was named Enforcement First. Quite frankly, it should be enforcement only. Back to Congressman Raul Labrador, Republican of Idaho. This is cut to, again, from yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
If you give to this administration the authority to decide when they're going to enforce the law, how they're going to enforce the law, and you tell them that it's okay if they decide if there's going to be 20,000 troops or if there's going to be, 20,000 Border Patrol agents, or it's okay, or they get to determine when the border is secure, I can tell you that Janet Napolitano has already said that the border is secure. So what's going to happen is that we're going to give legalization to 11 million people, and Janet Napolitano is going to come to Congress and tell us that the border is already secure and nothing else needs to happen.
Again, Raul Labrador is right on target, aside from that erroneous number of 11 million, because it's more like 30. More like 30 million people, but the point is well taken. I mean, and this is where, if you go back to that horrible bill that you and I melted the Senate switchboard down, scared the Senate. They wouldn't even pass it last time around, so-called McCain-Kennedy bill in 2007. That offered a mechanism where the border governors were going to certify that the border was secure, and it was the same gang of suspects, namely Janet Napolitano in Arizona and Bill Richardson in New Mexico. And so the one constant in these amnesty bills is somehow suborning what is obvious to the political whims of Janet Napolitano. Just stupid. Oh, speaking of stupid, David Brooks, the so-called conservative at the New York Times, he shows up yesterday on Meet the Press, and here's a guy with a straight face trying to be the arbiter of what is intellectual in the argument. Now understand, this is the same guy on the eve of the Obama inauguration the first time around was saying he was looking at the president-elect's perfectly creased pants, his perfectly creased pant leg. And from that, he could tell that there was the opportunity for this guy to be an exceptional president. So that is basically the extent of the intellectual rigor that David Brooks brings to anything he writes for the New York Times. I mean, how could a guy write that with a straight face? What are you doing, David? Auditioning for a gig at GQ? At any rate, I want you to hear Well, it just typifies what is wrong with the open borders position. Here is David Brooks in what he alleges is an intellectually weak case for enforcing the laws and enforcing our border. Cut three.
I rarely seen as intellectually weak case as the case against the Senate immigration bill. The Republicans say they want to reduce illegal immigration. The Congressional Budget Office says the Senate bill will reduce it by a third to a half. They say they want economic growth. All the top conservative economists say it will produce economic growth. They say they want to reduce the debt. CBO says it will reduce the debt. All the big major objectives that Republicans stand for, the Senate immigration bill will do. And so the other things they're talking about are secondary and tertiary issues, whether we get 86% border protection or 90%. Compared to the big things this bill does, they're minuscule.
So much deliberate disinformation and stupidity, it is hard to know where to begin with the sainted David Brooks. Well, how about this? And you can get lost. You can tell that Brooks ain't a candidate when you get into the CBO thing, the Congressional Budget Office. Well, you know what? Those numbers are built on assumptions. Why don't we take a look at the intellectual rigor that, the Heritage Foundation brings to this argument? There you have Robert Rector and my old buddy, former congressional colleague Jim DeMint, former South Carolina senator, now running stuff. They actually ran the numbers. Oh, and you talk about illegals being, quote, welcomed into the economy. Oh, yeah, maybe $3 trillion in tax money. But here's the problem. The entitlements are over $9 trillion it would cost us to bring in this crowd with amnesty. So you're talking a net cost to the economy in excess of $6 trillion. No, Mr. Brooks. The intellectually weak argument belongs to you. Your take on this as the House heads into its conference on immigration coming up in 2 days' time. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. for Michael, Hayworth for Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-237-4183 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-237-4183. 800-237-4183.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com. My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Knorr. For well over a century, Knorr has been helping people create great-tasting meals for their families. Now they're introducing Knorr Homestyle Stock. Knorr Homestyle Stock is the easiest way to add rich flavor to any dish. Available in beef, chicken, or vegetable, you'll find Knorr Homestyle Stock on your grocer shelves right next to the rest of Knorr's full range of bouillon, soups, seasonings, sauces, and dressings. Because Knorr is always looking for ways to help people create great-tasting meals. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Raley's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation, but obviously this is not Michael Savage. J.D. in for the good doctor, J.D. Hayworth, the recovering congressman. Your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The United States House of Representatives is going to, well, at least the Republican majority, is going to meet in conference in 2 days' time. The whole question being, where do they go on immigration? Do they take up the Senate bill? No. My point of view is they should take up no bill, but instead enforce existing laws. Now, a variety of opinions. Let's go to California, to Redding, listening on KQMS. Here is Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
How you doing? Hey, I'm English, and I always wonder when I hear y'all on the radio station about the illegal immigrants, if you remember when my ancestors came over here. I mean, we kind of just wiped out everybody and took the country, and then we called it a free country.
Well, as a matter of fact, you will hear from Native Americans who open their comments, this would be American Indians, saying, hey, we didn't take care, we didn't pay attention to illegal immigration, and look what happened to us. But the fact is, history does not occur in a vacuum, Daniel, the point you make. And I'll address head on. We established a government of law. Rightly or wrongly, there was a westward expansion, a manifest destiny. When I was serving in Congress as co-chairman of the Native American Caucus, I did my best to make sure that treaties were not abrogated with the first Americans. But let's take the point further. Does that mean now, with treaties in place, maybe something like the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that ended the Mexican-American War, that established a fixed boundary, if you're suggesting that turnabout is fair play and that the Reconquista movement offered by Mexicans coming into this country illegally should somehow gain validity and fruition and all is fair there, I'll tell you politely, no, sir, you're full of beans. But thanks for the call. And a little helpful hint, if you're going to use the English language, employ it correctly. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to the phones, line two, listening to us on KSEV, deep in the heart of Texas. Here is Cecil on the Savage Nation. Hi, Cecil.
To hear some good news on this radio station to tell the truth. Listen, I'm retired military, 100% disabled, but I still do border patrol down here voluntarily.
Uh-huh.
Tell these people that live up in the north and live in the south or wherever it is, they don't live down this border. They need to get the rear ends down here and find out what's really going on. Our border agents down here are handicapped. When they get people across this border, they give them a little bit of water and food and send them right back. Or if they have a criminal record, well, Janet Potter will say, well, we'll just overlook that. Just let them go and back. Listen, this borders are dangerous. Our cattlemen, our ranchers are getting their fence cuts. Their cattle are being killed. And there are bad people coming across this border, sir. And I'm talking about terrorists from China, from and other countries. We've seen them, sir, and these people are...
Absolutely, Cecil, and let me tell you, what Cecil is telling us is not overblown. Heck, it's 7 years ago now, I wrote the book, Whatever It Takes. People I knew in Arizona and across the border states were going through what Cecil is talking about right here. In 2010, an Arizona rancher was killed by an illegal, murdered in cold blood on his land. I'm going to tell you, it is going on, and what is more ominous, the Mexican paramilitary group, Los Zetas, now they're recruiting in the United States. And I've got a story for you. I wrote about it now, gosh, 7 years ago in that book about the power of the Zetas and about an interaction with an FBI special agent in charge going to one of the border communities. And now, ominously, the Zetas are recruiting in the United States. In 2006, back on the radio after leaving Congress, I beg your pardon, 2007, I broke the story of how apparently illegals came into the United States, claimed to be part of the Phoenix PD, ex-military, it was believed, from Mexico, doing a run on a crack house with an imposing drug dealer. Oh, there are ominous signs, and Cecil's not wrong about it. I will detail those when we come back. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco fire officials acknowledge that one of their trucks rushing to the Asiana Airlines crash at SFO may have run over one of the two teenage girls killed in the accident. The pilots of the crashed 777 were expected to be interviewed today. The next NTSB update will be tomorrow. The Bay Bridge opening has been pushed back indefinitely while contractors try to fix the broken bolts issue. And there was a wildfire in the Sierra. Highway 50 was shut down for time in both directions near Kybers due to the 40 to 50 acre fire. CAL FIRE responded in heavy forces with aircraft and firefighters on the ground as well. Traffic, we've got an accident being reported, 4th Street at Grove. Also, road work going into effect northbound 680 at El Costa Boulevard. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking?
Ah!
Relax. You've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is. And super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about, like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
The name of the program is The Savage Nation. The website, michaelsavage.com. The phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The guy behind the mic tonight, obviously not Michael Savage, but J.D. Hayworth taking more of your calls as the House prepares to decide what it's going to decide on immigration. Speaker Boehner says, no, we're not going to take up the Senate bill. My response is they shouldn't take up anything. Here's the reason why. And remember your civics. The Senate passes one bill, the House passes another. Then they meet in conference. The scam that the open border pimps are trying to push is that, oh, House members, you can vote for a sound, tough bill. But then in conference, the House will just sell out to the Senate amnesty bill. And then the conference report, that conference product, would be passed by just about every Democrat vote and a handful of Republicans, kind of like what happened in the Senate, and then Mr. Obama would sign it into law. That's the scam you got to be leery of. That's why you should say to your member of Congress, not only no, but hell no to any bill on immigration coming out of the U.S. House. Back to the phones, listening to KBET, KBET. How cool is that? And how appropriate that it's in Las Vegas. Here is Chris on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Congressman Hayward.
You.
Look, I wanted to point out something about these community organizers and how they expand. And these guys got cartel backing. The last time anything like this was tried, it was on the scale of about 10 million. It was a guy, a community organizer named Diem, who was in Vietnam, happened to become a regional governor or something down there. And what he did was planned a mass exodus of Catholics, they happened to be Catholic, down to the south, to his area. And what they did is they proceeded to behead and run off every Buddhist they could find and called them communists. And this is how the Vietnam War began. This is how Ho Chi Minh came to be and how Cambodia fell and Laos.
That's an interesting take on the domino theory. Chris, I haven't quite heard that. I will tell you, and I thank you for the call, I will tell you, in terms of the here and now in the United States, the scam that Acorn was using as a, quote, legitimate role was the notion of affordable housing. Our purpose tonight is not to go through revisionist theories of what transpired in Vietnam. Our problem is the here and now in the United States. And it's an interesting theory you offer, but I think rather than what transpired in Southeast Asia and an interesting take on the domino theory, we better think about what has happened in the United States with, places like California. Speaking of that, calling in from my native state of North Carolina on line three, here is Bernadine on the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Go right ahead, Bernadine.
People just need to wake up. It's not only what's happened in California. When I left 24 years ago, there was a surplus of hundreds of millions of dollars. And now they're going bankrupt. So you have illegal immigrants who are coming to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and the same thing is going to happen.
That's exactly right. California, as a caller from California, and Bernadine, congratulations on escaping and getting back east to North Carolina. But you're right, North Carolina, during Mike Easley's administration as governor, illegals came in quite easily, and under motor voter, they were getting driver's licenses and also registering to vote. So problems were set up in North Carolina that now Governor Pat McGrory has to try to take care of, and taking some steps to get that state back into fiscal shape. California has done the opposite, re-electing Jerry Brown as governor, and the mess there where Brown tries to make his peace in third world fashion with all the competing interests who are always looking for more money, and more money. Back to the phones we go. Listening to WCOA and calling from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, here is Paul on the Savage Nation. Hi, Paul.
Great to speak with you, J.D., and I supported your campaign, the primary in 2010, and the fact that Senator McCain won that primary, I think, is prima facie evidence of election fraud.
Well, now, look, here's the bottom line. What he was able to do was to exploit, ironically, in campaign finance law. It's kind of interesting because John was able to tap in to that those matching funds, essentially taxpayer dollars from the 2008 presidential campaign. The Federal Election Commission let him go ahead and raid that account to supplement what he was raising. But no, look, he you know, outspent me 10-1 and was on the tube. So I don't know so much if it's election fraud. It was really exploiting a loophole. And, you know, there he sits in the Senate. And look, as a person, and I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm past all the bitterness and all that. You got to forgive people, but you got to learn. And the one silver lining, Paul, is that we were able to stop cap and trade. The New Yorker wrote one of those typical backhanded let's insult JD articles, but they admitted that my candidacy stopped McCain from the cap and trade or the crap and tax bill that most certainly would have come out of the Senate. So at least we were successful there. But to your point, Paul, go right ahead, sir.
Comment on one other fraud that's occurring. The Senate bill that was passed out recently contains a couple of provisions that are being used to entice real conservatives instead of the rhinos that wrote the bill in the Senate to support it. And one of the biggest scams is the amendment that was, I think, submitted by Senator Cornyn to finally build the 700 miles of fence that was in the 2006 Fence Act. And they've actually built, I think, 36 miles of that 2006 fence. But even assuming those 700 miles were built, the U.S.-Mexican border is 1,969 miles long. And that would mean that even if the 700 miles were built, there would be 1,269 miles unfenced.
Exactly, Paul. You're absolutely on target with this. And here's the other irony. You know, if Mr. Obama was looking for a real stimulus bill to put people to work on infrastructure, he would have gone down there and built thousands of miles of fence. Not just 700 miles. Paul, you are spot on. And I want to thank you for the call and for your support way back when and for your support tonight by calling into the Savage Nation. Yeah, here's the bottom line. For everybody who suggests that fences won't work, well, my old buddy, Duncan Hunter, now succeeded by his son, Duncan D. Hunter, of California, serving in the House, Dunk, the dad, used to say, if people don't believe fences work, well, let's just take down the fence around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I think that's a very valid point. Everybody says it doesn't work or, it's like the Berlin Wall. Oh, no. The commies, the Soviets, put up the Berlin Wall to keep people in. We're trying to put up a wall on our border to stop people from breaking our laws and coming into our country as illegal invaders. There's a world of difference. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let us get back to the phones. Calling from the place I was on Independence Day, listening on WWIQ Philadelphia, here is Wanda on the Savage Nation.
Hi, J.D. I heard on the TV Rhino saying about us conservatives, we didn't have any other place to go. We do. We have two places. We can stay at home or we can vote Democrat. I am 70 years old. I am so angry, and so is all of my family. I am going to vote Democrat for the first time just to get the Republicans out of there. That's how much I am disgusted if this bill goes through.
Well, here's the third choice, Wanda. Don't forget that as a conservative, you can affect change by working with honest-to-goodness conservatives and saying to establishment, open-border pimp rhino Republicans, no, your time in office is up. We're going to take over the party at the local level, and we're going to have candidates who are going to stand up for the rule of law. And then if that fails, that's when you consider what you do in November. And I understand your frustration, and I thank you very much for the call. On line one from the first state, Delaware, listening on WILM, here is Ray on the Savage Nation. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I'm an iron worker, and I've been working in Virginia, and every job site down there, it's like 90% Spanish. I was on the job site doing an 18-story building. They said immigration was coming in. They had to shut the job down because everybody, they're running. It looked like somebody turned the lights on in a cockroach house. They had to shut the whole job down.
Now let me understand something here, Ray. When you say you go to a job site like that, it's interesting. Do the foreman, does everybody speak Spanish? Are you definitely in the minority down there? What goes on?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a minority. I mean, most of them down there don't even speak English. They have one person that speaks for all the rest of them. Now they have a bus sitting down there on the job site. If somebody gets hurt, they take them off the job site and they bring them out on the bus and replace them.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's construction jobs. I mean, they're saying, you know, these are Mexicans coming over and they're doing farm jobs, you know, low-paying jobs. These are steelworking jobs. Now, these are jobs. The guys are making $20 an hour cash money.
Ray, there's a cautionary tale in there for everybody, and I thank you for calling. And it is simply this. And again, there are a lot of people, regardless of party label or whether you call yourself someone on the right or the left, this isn't Republican versus Democrat. This isn't right versus left. This is right versus wrong. And especially to blue-collar, iron-worker guys like Ray, who's seen what goes on job sites. I'm just, where is Trumka as the head of the AFL-CIO? Oh, that's right. He gave in to the amnesty crowd. Now, you wonder what's going to happen to your jobs? So much for unions standing up for citizens. And that's something people need to understand. On line two to Jacksonville, Florida, here's Walter. Hi, Walter.
Hey, J.D., how you doing? Thank you.
Fine, thanks. Oh. You bet.
Hey, I just wanted to, you mentioned David Brooks and his comment about the CBO and their assessment of what the immigration bill would do to the economy and as far as stimulating it and mm-hmm. meeting some of the parameters that conservatives want. And you countered his claim with the use of the Heritage Foundation.
Yep.
I want to point out the Heritage Foundation originally in 1992, 93 were the ones that came up with the idea of the health care mandate. So they're probably not the best agency to point to.
Well, let's take a look at, let's examine that a little more closely, Walter, because would you say that every idea that comes out of every think tank is a sterling idea? I mean, you're saying to me, if you could say to me, JD, it was that Robert Rector, he's the guy who came up with the healthcare mandate, then maybe you'd have a point. But that's not the case, and you and I both know it. It wasn't Rector who came up with that idea. And moreover, Heritage, in the fullness of time, said, while that was a well-intentioned notion, in retrospect, it was absolutely wrong. Now, you may be trying to suggest that Robert Rector and Jim DeMint and Heritage today, given the blinding logic of David Brooks saying that, well, there was an intellectually weak case, that now they should find the error of their ways, but in fact, the numbers they are using, I think, are far more sound in this debate than what CBO is offering. And to its credit, Heritage, by no means a monolith, said upon further reflection, whatever flirtation they had with a health care mandate in the clear light of day is wrong. Nobody claims infallibility, but to suggest that you invalidate Heritage study of the border today because of something 20 years ago on a health care mandate, I'm sorry, you may think you pulled a gotcha, but it didn't get you anywhere because it just doesn't pertain to the argument now. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. More of your calls coming up. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com right now.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a Ticked Off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
You are on the Savage Nation, heading down the home stretch. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. More of your calls ahead. But before you and I part company, we would be remiss if we did not take note of a major political announcement today from the state of Texas. Listen to what Governor Rick Perry had to say earlier today. Cut 10.
You know, I remain excited about the future and the challenges ahead, but the time has come to pass on the mantle of leadership. Today, I am announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas. I will spend the next 18 months working to create more jobs, opportunity, and innovation. I will actively lead this great state. And I'll also pray and reflect and work to determine my own future path.
His own future path. And after praying about it and determining, don't be surprised if Rick Perry gears up and runs for president one more time. I mean, think about it. Solid record of economic accomplishment in Texas. If Rick can avoid giving us a Texas two-step on immigration, if he can just stay straight on enforcement, then by my lights, he's got a pretty good shot. But we'll see. Back to the phones we go. Listening on WJR Detroit on line 7, here is Ken on the Savage Nation. Hi, Ken.
Good evening. Yes, I thought it was important to call in because I feel that my view is shared by a significant number of the voting bloc out here. And that is, speaking as a conservative, speaking as a constitutionalist politically, I have to address this to the Republican Party, to the Republican leadership, and I like to say take notice. And that is, if you support any form of amnesty, if you don't get behind the idea of total deportation of these illegal aliens, which is the right thing to do, don't ask me for my vote. Don't come to me for any election, whether it's local or presidential, and think that me as a conservative, especially when you consider how the party's been kicking us to the curb, conservatives, constitutional people who are Tea Party supporters, just keep up this amnesty idea and, like I said, forget my vote.
And it does something else too, Ken, and thanks for the call. Of course, with amnesty, you bring in a whole bunch of people who first, last, and always are going to vote themselves more entitlements. So it is a cautionary note and a point worth taking from Ken listening in tonight from Michigan. And this is what House Republicans have to decide. And to be fair about it, people away from politics who call themselves Democrats, look, there are a lot of people who are absolutely against amnesty. They're not professional politicians, but I'm talking about Americans. And if you really want to look at something in a nonpartisan fashion, it is this question, because it's real simple. What's best for the American nation? That's what the House of Representatives has to come to terms with, and it ain't amnesty. For Michael Savage, J.D. Hayworth saying, stay brave, stay free, stay tuned.
Savage.